In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel, two different entities are described as having issues with our Lord Jesus Christ. First, of course, the two demons who had taken up residence in two men and were so fierce that no one could pass by them on the road. The second group was the townspeople who asked the Lord to leave them after he had banished the demons. In the first case, the two demoniacs were so fierce that the people that lived nearby could not even pass by them on the road. But when these demons encounter the Lord Jesus, they immediately recognize him as Lord of all creation and beg him to be allowed to enter a herd of swine. St. Gregory Palamas writes on this passage, "The Lord makes a special point of expelling demons from those possessed, so that we might be aware that he is the one who can drive them out of our souls and grant us eternal freedom." Notice how they address our Lord when they see him. "What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" These demons that were so fierce all of a sudden are very meek in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. These fierce demons who had terrorized the people of a community are cowering in fear when in the presence of the God-man. We must note that they are asking permission to do anything. Did they do so because they were being respectful of the Lord? Most assuredly not. They submitted to him and obeyed him because he had mastery over them. And he did grant their request to inhabit the herd of swine, which led to the death of that herd. Well, what about the second group, the townspeople? These people were the very ones who had been terrorized by the demoniacs. Our Lord had dispatched the continuous threat to their security and well-being. One would expect that these people would rejoice and give thanks to our Lord for his protections and deliverance of them. Sadly, the response we see is anything but one of praise and thanksgiving. To the contrary, the people asked the Lord to leave. Can you imagine? The very one who gave them freedom. Why? Why? It seems that the people were more concerned about their economic welfare than their freedom and safety. An entire swine of herd, a herd of swine, was worth a lot of money. Not unlike some of the Israelites who complained about their conditions after having been delivered from their captivity in Egypt. These townspeople were upset because the Lord, by his intervention against the forces of darkness, had in the process cost them with the loss of the herd of swine. Ironically, if you look at the two entities, the demons almost come out looking better than the townspeople. At least they recognized the authority of Christ and they obeyed him. The townspeople did neither. Let us not be smug in looking at the townspeople. We ourselves have been like them, probably many times, when we have been upset with what God is doing for our salvation because it interferes with our comfort level in this life and the materialistic orientation that this world engenders in us. When we look at this pandemic that we're going through, what is God doing in the midst of all of this? I don't have a clue. Nobody does. But I promise you, he is working. He is working in it. Does this mean that I don't want the pandemic to end? No, not at all. I pray for that every single day. But God is at work in the midst of this storm, like he is always at work in the midst of any storm. It is up to us to patiently, faithfully, thankfully endure it, looking to him each and every day. In God's economy, the battle against the forces of darkness always trumps the temporal cares of this very temporary world. This is hard for us to see sometimes because we're so caught up in the things of value in this world. These things are here today and gone tomorrow. The threat of evil is seen in its deception. Let the demons have their way just as long as our daily lifestyle of comfort and self-indulgence is not impeded. Is it better to live under the yoke of slavery, fear, and intimidation? True freedom comes to us from only one source, that being our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look to our Lord Jesus for guidance, deliverance from the forces of darkness, help, forgiveness, love, joy, peace, kindness. These are the real and lasting currencies of the kingdom of God. And this kingdom will come. The demons in today's gospel even allude to it when they said to the Lord, "Have you come here to torment us before the time?" The time, that is, of the last judgment. The time when their time will be up for all of eternity. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us have the perspective that God would have us to have as we deal with the things that are before us today. Let us love God. Let us love each other. Let us love even our enemies. And let us prepare ourselves for that great day of salvation when our Lord will be able to identify each of us as one of His own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.